Perez is probably lying, and Greta Garbo is probably crying, while Robert Taylor is locked in her dying embrace. Chico and Groucho and Chaplin and Lloyd are all super. Sweet Mickey Mouse, Shirley Temple, and dear Jackie.
Let's go to the movies. Let's go see the stars. I'm joined in studio by regular-sized Kev, our resident movie reviewer, Mr. Kevin Suarez. Kev, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
We've got one flick to talk about this week, Sex, Murder and Puppets. It's the Happy Time Murders. Tell us a little bit about this one.
So it's set in an alternate Los Angeles where there's a lovely TV show that is beloved by kids and adults called The Happy Time Gang, starring like five Muppets and one human. Unfortunately, one by one, they are all getting killed, assassinated, murdered, so on. And so now it's up to the only Muppet cop in the LAPD and his human partner to try and solve who is behind the killings.
Right, so she's a human, he's a Muppet, together they solve crimes.
Exactly.
Terrific. Okay, what do we think?
Well, to be honest, I thought I had to come up with some positive points so I don't do another hatchet job like I did about 2 weeks ago. So I really raked my brains here and I found a couple of things. So look, from a technical perspective, I thought that the movie did things pretty well. For example, sort of blending in Muppet action and humans like together without it being so obvious, like on the Muppet Show, how they rely on, you know, a bench for the puppeteers to hide behind. They used like those green screen ninjas to manipulate the puppets.
The people in the sort of the green suits. Yeah.
And then edit them out in post-production. They did that really well. So then, you know, you see Muppets actually walking around, which is something that you rarely see in other Muppet movies. Other than that, the voice acting. The male lead, Phil Phillips, the detective, is played by Jay Beretta, I think, and he does a really good job, actually. Like, he only does Muppet stuff, but to be honest, when I heard his voice, like, doing the voiceovers, I actually thought that he was a legitimate, like, actor like Richard De Niro or something.
Okay,
Robert De Niro. But no, I think he's a bit wasted doing voiceover stuff for the Muppets. He should probably branch out into other things, but...
Maybe he's not just a very good-looking guy. I mean, neither's Bobby De Niro, but, you know, he made it work somehow.
But he's a puppeteer for the Muppets as well, so which I thought was very convincing, because there are so many times when I'm watching other puppet-related stuff.
I mean, you know, there's a reason you and I are in radio rather than television, Jeff.
Absolutely. You know? Yeah, I've been told I've got a face for radio. But it's great having the puppeteer also be the voice actor, because then they can sync up the movements of the lips way better than if the person voicing the puppet isn't a puppeteer. And I also thought that the action from the movie was pretty great as well. There's, you know, puppets fighting puppets, puppets fighting humans, humans fighting puppets. And, you know, it sounds ridiculous me saying it, but it, like, looked pretty convincing on the big screen.
All right, so not a bad little action flick, but yeah. I get the sense from your introduction to those points that this was not a movie you greatly enjoyed.
No, you're absolutely right about that. Well spotted. So I thought that the biggest flaw in this movie was the writing. So the movie could have played out really well as like a noir film, and they could have mined so much comedy from having Muppets pretending to be hard-boiled detectives, and like I think that they have done on occasion, doing some similar things in Muppet movies, and having them, you know, getting seduced by clients and so on, and going through all of these tropes of like the noir films, but as puppets.
Well, I must say, you know, like, I'm actually a terrific fan of the Muppets ever since, you know, I saw the Muppet movie. You know, why there's so many songs about rainbows as a very young lad. And even when they did the reimagining a couple of years back, wasn't very popular, but they did a reimagining of the Muppets for a much older audience. This was only a couple of years ago, and it's sort of behind the scenes of the Muppet Show in the same way as the original TV show, but it was slightly more adult-geared humor. And I thought they actually did it quite well.
Exactly.
This is almost taking it to a whole other extreme, though. So maybe that's the disconnect.
Exactly. So the disconnect is that they keep relying so much on gross-out humor, on, Muppets doing BDSM stuff, and it's just, it gets a bit too much, to be honest. They could have made it, I could see the glimmer of a great movie just wanting to emerge, but then the writing really ruined it for the movie, and it's a waste of talent for the people making this movie.
Just one specific one on in terms of a waste of talent. Melissa McCarthy, I actually find her quite a good comedic talent. Just some of the movies she's in just seem to really let her down. She's actually quite funny when given the chance to be, but a lot of the films she's in are stinkers.
Yeah,
so
not that
it
great.
Seems like McCarthy's a bit wasted here as well.
Yeah, it's a bit of a shame when you see a comedy movie, but then the main actor has not much material to work with. But yeah, here she's, I think, doing a very different job to some of the previous roles she's played, like in Bridesmaids, where people, I think, sort of remember her as being a bit, you know, loud and a bit shrill. But here she plays a much more serious role, but also gets a couple of comedic moments as well.
Okay, all right. Well, doesn't sound like me, the Happy Time Murders are doing anything too special anytime soon. Regular size Kev, thank you very much.
No worries.